Well, here we are, back from the sunshine to freezing old Blighty. A couple of weeks now since I've been back, but I've been in the Caribbean with Sandy McCall-Smith and his chums. And what a time we have had. I think the only way to deal with this is probably to give you a bit of an analysis of what made for the best trip you could ever possibly have. First off, there's the guys. It's all about people, really, in the end. You can have the best trip in the world, and if there's somebody grizzling in the corner, you'll wish you hadn't bothered to go. So we had a very, very happy crew. Most of the lads knew each other, and those that didn't, and I was one of them, just seemed to blend in so easily because nobody was carrying any baggage. Everybody just wanted to have a nice time. There was no egos. Everyone was at peace in his own skin, and the whole thing was a real delight. And that's how it should be. Keep it that way, eh? So here we go. The next thing is the weather. The great thing about the Caribbean is, in the winter time, you can rely on the weather. Other things may have changed, and they have, and there'll be more about that in a minute or so, but the weather is wonderful, and it was this time too. The temperature's about perfect, upper 70s in the day, might nudge up to 80 or a nudge over, but it's blowing nicely, so you never get too hot, and at night you put a sheet over you, open your hatch so the trade wind blows down through it, and you're perfect for temperature. Absolutely lovely. You wake up fresh. It couldn't be better. And for sailing in the daytime, if you like a lot of wind, it's ideal. But if you like it calm and gentle, don't even think about going there. It blows hard. I mean, I don't think we ever had less than force 4. And very often it was up to 6. And it did nudge up into the gale in the squalls, of which there were quite a few. But that lovely strong wind blew all the time. And our boat was very good, actually. It was, I don't know what it was. It was a sort of big Beneteau or a Geno or something from Sunsail. And to give them credit, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. We had a good suit of sails, thank the Lord. The fridge worked, more or less. The batteries weren't any great shakes. And the engine had some very funny habits when you came to start it. But it always did start. And the boat was big, it was roomy, and it was comfortable, and it was very well balanced. This is the good thing about it, because so many modern yachts are not. They behave horribly and gripe when there's a gust, and you get plenty of gusts there. Well, this one didn't. She behaved really well. My only complaint was that she pounded going upwind in a seaway. But I guess that's the price you pay for having two big forward cabins. Shared by me in one and Charlie McLean, the great king of whiskey, in the other. What a crew, eh? Now then, the actual business of being in the West Indies is very much changed from when I was there 25 years ago, cruising for the whole winter with my family. Really, the British Virgin Islands is almost a theme park now. It's wherever you go to anchor, unless you get into a very obscure hole somewhere, sort of place Don Street would recommend, and I'd suggest you get Don Street's books, because they absolutely tell you to go where nobody else is likely to be. Don's been everywhere and without an engine, so he knows. But we were in the mainstream places because we were studying a bit. The lads were improving their skippering and we didn't want to do anything too ambitious. The problem was that all the anchorages were full of moorings, so it was very difficult to find somewhere to drop the hook. There were places you could do it, and I'm not saying it was lousy because of that. It wasn't. It was great. And the moorings probably make a lot of help for some people who aren't very confident about anchoring, but, you know, for me, I'd sooner lie to my own ground tackle than some mooring that's been laid by some guy I've never met, wouldn't you? There it goes. So that was a downside. We didn't find that many good bars either, but we did find one absolute corker on Jost Van Dyke. We had a whale of a time in there. It was called Ivan's Stress-Free Bar, and we were free of stress, and it was presided over by Tina, a traditionally built black lady who was absolutely the complete business. What a barmaid. They couldn't have had it better. And the boys sang songs in there, and this is the other thing that I have to tell you. Not only was this a laid-back, stress-free crew, we also had a male voice choir. Absolutely remarkable. We needed a tenor, but you can't have everything in this life. Most people need a tenor, I find. But we were able to produce four-part harmony, and we socked it to them in the stress-free bar so much that they actually turned down the reggae and people flocked in to listen. They must have had a few rums, I think. But on the way back to the airport, we were so touched by the taxi driver who had a Bible on his front dashboard that we gave him the 23rd Psalm in the Scottish Psalter version to the tune of Crimond. He started off looking at us as if we were moon men, but after a bit I think he quite liked it. He wasn't so sure about Death's Dark Veil, but then neither were we. And so ended an absolutely marvellous trip. You know, you can't beat the West Indies for sailing. Next year, we're going to go to the Windward Islands. Same bunch of guys. I just can't wait. Maybe it'll be a little less commercial there, and the wind will still blow. God bless the trade wind, the free engine of God.